Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels on a Thursday. Hope you're having a good day wherever you are. Lots of new content here on the channel for you guys today from my chat with Mark Oldacres, talking about his way too early 53-man roster prediction. Always good to predict a roster in June. And talking the latest, chopping it up with Billy Schmid there at Carry the G Radio, the podcast. And as I said in my conversation with Billy, and I'll say to you guys here, for the three of you who have asked, this is a very exciting day because Carry the G Radio, the podcast, now has its own podcast feed. That's right. You can find Carry the G Radio, the podcast, wherever you find your podcast, whether that's on iHeart, which of course is where you should, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, wherever you're at, we're going to be there. So like I said, I know at least three of you have asked over the course of the last year or so. Finally, Carry the G Radio has its own podcast feed. So hope you'll check that out. Just drop that video here on the channel and the podcast is up and ready for your enjoyment. Billy and I spoke about basically a overview of the Packers offseason and where we think they're sitting heading into the summer break. And we also looked at the division, how we see the NFC North shaken out. I think mostly we're in lockstep, but there were a few kind of quibbles here or there. So hope you guys will check that out. I also hope, as always, you'll check out our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. They even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage or in the description of this video. Ticket King, folks, make sure you utilize them if you're buying Packers tickets. Don't use Ticketmaster or StubHub or SeatGeek or any of these national fools. That's right. I call them fools. Buy local. Use local. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. You know, right when the Packers were on the come up from their dog days of the 70s and 80s, and all of a sudden they started getting good. That's when Ticket King appeared. I don't think it's a, you know, happenstance. I don't think it's a mystery. As long as Ticket King's been around, the Packers have been good. So use Ticket King, folks. Hello to everybody in the comments. Good to see everybody mixing it up already. Got a bunch of people getting here early, which I appreciate. I did want to talk a little bit about the defense, because I think coming off of this offseason program, heading into the summer, I feel really good about the Packers offense. I do not doubt for a moment that there are teams that are going to present problems and, you know, there are going to be tests along the way, but top to bottom, you look at what they're going to be rolling out there from, you know, the skill position standpoint. Certainly, definitely at the quarterback spot. But then, you know, the offensive line, I think we're going to have to answer some of those questions in training camp. However, I think the offensive line is going to be more cohesive and come out kind of at a better clip than we saw early in 2023. I'm not worried about the Packers offense scoring points. I think they're going to be competitive with each and every team they face. On the defensive side of the ball, we've talked a little bit about it here as far as what to expect early in the year, particularly because there are going to be some advantages. People, you know, namely offensive coordinators, not being able to hone in on any tendencies when it comes to Jeff Hafley. But some of the personnel as well is going to be new faces in new places. Xavier McKinney being the headliner there, but certainly a lot of the rookies, whether it's at safety or linebacker, how they are utilized, how they are deployed, especially week by week against certain opponents, certain types of schemes that they might try and take advantage of. I think there's going to be times when the Packers catch people, you know, and are able to take advantage of offenses. But I also think, as much as we like to hear Jeff Hafley talking about don't think, just play, I think that is going to, you know, result in a few mistakes, result in a few hiccups, as it were. I think there are going to be times when, you know, the safety thought you were going to do XYZ and you ended up doing ABC, and there are going to be some big gainers probably because of it. I think there's going to be moments where guys get taken advantage of physically where, okay, yeah, we're asking for a little bit more press man, but those guys at times are going to get beat. And I think teams will, who have especially really talented wide receivers, you know, they may break a big play or two here or there. But I think for the most part, you're going to live with some of these hiccups. You are going to live with mistakes being made, especially early in the season, coming out of training camp, that first month or so. But man, I expect, you know, by week 7, 8, or 9, that's when things should start to coalesce. And that's when things should really start to gel. And I think you'll learn who's good at what and who can be placed in certain positions where some of these rookie safeties in particular, maybe, okay, this guy's really good at sticking his nose in against the run. And this guy in particular is really got a knack for rushing the quarterback from the slot, right? Those are things that I do not doubt that Halfley will try to suss out as much as he can during training camp, but there's only so much you can do, especially in controlled situations like that. Even preseason games, you're not running a ton of volume, and you are going to hopefully get some idea, but ultimately you got to wait till things are live. And that's why I say you're going to take your lumps most likely, and there are going to be weeks where it's frustrating and weeks where we see promise and flash, etc. But yeah, by week 6, 7, let's start to see this team coalesce. And I just hope people, fans, keep that in mind, as you know, there will undoubtedly be frustrating moments early in the season, but just try to take a 30,000 foot view and remember how frustrating things were on offense in 2023 and then how things really coalesced down the stretch. I think maybe not that dramatically, but I think we'll see something similar in that regard. So here's hoping that it arrives sooner rather than later. Maybe it doesn't arrive even until December, which would obviously be frustrating, but I don't think it should be a surprise. I do think more often than not, you can expect defenses to gel quicker because of the nature of that side of the ball being more read and react. Offenses obviously are trying to get 11 guys on the same page to work as more of a tight, you know, finely timed unit. Whereas on defense, you know, sometimes instincts can take over and you can fly to the ball and you can kind of diagnose a route combo and you know, oh, I get what they're trying to do, or I saw that on tape, and you can just go disrupt it, right? And I do think they've got some guys who maybe can do a little bit more in that regard than what we've seen in the recent past in Green Bay, McKinney being one of them, I think Bullard being another. I'm anxious to see those guys get after it in that regard, just kind of breaking ranks. And again, like Halfley says, don't think, just play. I think that can serve them well in certain situations. So all that said, yeah, I expect it week 7 or 8. That's when you should start to see this unit perform as more of a cohesive unit. And hopefully along the way, the offense is able to, you know, put up some points on the board and allow them to play a little freer, a little get after the quarterback because they're trying to catch up, you know. And if teams are able to run the ball and keep the score close and keep the playbook wide open, I think, yeah, you're going to be able to, you know, maybe not take advantage of the Packers on defense, but you're going to be able to stay ahead of the sticks and keep them off balance, especially as young as they're going to be. Yeah, that said, hello to everybody in the comments. So good to see everybody. Joseph starting us off with a super chat. What's up, man? Thanks so much for the generous super chat. Nags, awesome interview with Goot. My brother and I are heading to training camp for the first time this year. We'll be there for the first 2 days of pads. Any tips on how to watch training camp to get the most out of it? Joseph, 100% get there as early as possible to get a good seat. Now, what's a good seat? You know, they messed with us last year because traditionally they've almost always run their 11-on-11 scrimmage stuff down by the rest center on that end of the field. But last year they ran a lot more of it on the opposite side. So people on that end were treated to a lot better view, so to speak. So I don't want to say too much as far as where to sit, but I will say get there early and get as kind of centralized as you can. And here's the thing. There are some really great vantage points all along the bleachers at Nitschke Field. There's not a terrible seat to be had per se, but the more central you can be, the more you're going to be able to take in. What's great is they run a ton of drill stuff on that side away from the media. Like, we're on that other sideline and they run a ton, like all the offensive line stuff, most of the one-on-one stuff, almost all of that happens over by the fans. So yeah, you really are going to be in for a treat. But you know, if there's a 10 a.m. practice or a 10:30 a.m. practice, I know it sounds crazy, but I'm going to tell you to get there at like 7 a.m. I mean, Corey and I back in the day used to get there at like 6. So that, you know, if you want to be stupid diehard like us, that's one way to go about it. But I would say at least a few hours, if not 3 hours in advance. The line forms quickly. you know, and there are a ton of people there, especially once the pads come on. That's when interest really starts to ramp up. But again, the experience is outstanding. If you've never been, it's going to feel a little overwhelming at first, where to look. There's a lot going on minute by minute. Just soak it all in and enjoy, because you're going to be treated to a lot. There's a lot going on each and every practice. And man, I'm so happy you're getting to come up and see it. That's great. That first kind of blush of Nitschke Field on, you know, training camp day is pretty awesome. And you experience the bikes coming down and all the players there, right? Like I said, it feels like you can reach out and just kind of shake their hand if you wanted to. I don't suggest trying to do that, but it is an awesome experience. And I really hope you have a great time, Joseph. Now, what else we got? We got Cheesehead Joey. What's up, man? Random Packer, Jonathan Garvin. Excellent. Excellent. Lance asks, Aaron, catch the hype video Jordan Love posted? Chills. I did. I tweeted it out and I kind of posted it on Instagram, but then they took it private. So I don't know what's going on there, but it was awesome. And maybe they just put it up someplace else, but yes, it was dope. And as I said on Twitter, man, he hasn't posted on Twitter in a long time. He being Jordan Love, which who can blame him? But man, I needed football season to start tomorrow once I saw it. So if it's still out there somewhere, I highly recommend checking it out. It is fantastic. Very, very cool stuff. What else we got here, folks? What else we got? Nags, love the longitude and latitude. Yeah, my daughter's got me this years ago as kind of when I first moved into this place. It was because Corey has obviously a beautiful view of Lambeau Field behind him. This is the longitude and latitude of Lambeau Field. So I also have Lambeau Field behind me. Good times. Good times. What else we got here, folks? We got Ben. Thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Appreciate you, man. Hey, Nags. Hope you're well. I love Rogers, but it's so nice seeing drama from a distance. Great having a chilled offseason for a change. Could not agree more. Could not agree more. I highly recommend reading a piece by Ken Lass at cheeseheadtv.com. I believe the title of the post was Enjoying Aaron Rodgers from a Distance. And I thought he really nailed it. It was quite excellent. So if you haven't read that, I encourage you to do so. Very much agree with the sentiment, Ben. Jeezy baby, what's going on, man? What does a successful season for Josh Jacobs look like? Maybe 2003 Amon Green level of success? Random Packer Aaron Rodgers. Oh, you mean one of the greatest seasons ever for a Packers running back? Yeah, that's the baseline. I mean, all right, let's relax here. Let's slow down. I think Josh Jacobs is going to be great in Matt LaFleur's offense. But I do think, unlike with Amon Green, I do believe they're probably going to throw the ball a little bit more. Don't ever forget that 2003 season was somewhat a product of Brett breaking his thumb and needing to run the ball as much as they did. That doesn't take away from what Amon did. He was fucking awesome that season. Fucking awesome in general as a Green Bay Packers running back, right? I think Josh Jacobs is going to eat in Green Bay. Don't get me wrong. But I do think the ball is going to be spread out a little bit more than that season was, you know, as far as feeding the running game. I mean, Mike Sherman was a disciple of Vince Lombardi and wanted to run the ball early and often. Matt LaFleur is not quite the same way. Though I do think Jacobs will get his in the passing game a bit more than we've ever seen him do so far in his career out there with the Raiders. So, I think he's going to be productive. Don't get me wrong. But 2003 Amon Green feels aggressive. Let's say that. What else we got? Daniel, thanks for the super chat, man. I got my ticket for the Brazil game today. Congratulations, man. So happy, man. Hope I can meet you and Corey in Sao Paulo and give you two a gift. Oh, thank you, Daniel. That's so nice of you. Be on the lookout for information about Brazil and Cheesehead TV. I will be going, and I will be doing something along the lines of a meetup and a greeting, etc. Probably the night before the game. Still have to square that away. But yes, I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm really excited you got your ticket. That is awesome, dude. I hope to meet you as well. That'll be a lot of fun. What else we got here, folks? We got Lambo Leo. What's going on? I troll Adam Rank all the time. As you should. As a Packers fan, I believe it is your birthright to troll Adam Rank. And I'm sure Lambo Leo here is referencing the fact that I went on Adam Rank's podcast yesterday. Had a great time. Adam and I, yes, we are friends. I do like the man, despite his faults, of which there are few, but one of the glaring ones is that he is a monster Chicago Bears fan. But I don't hold that against him. And look, he trolls you guys hard and well, as I said on the podcast. If there is a master when it comes to trolling Packers fans, it is certainly Adam Rank. So I hope you do check it out. It was a lot of fun talking to Adam about the Packers, about the Bears, etc. Good times. Very, very good times. Ed, thanks for the super chat. Packer off, but Euro Cup starts. Ed, I am counting the hours, dude. I cannot wait. I've already taken England to the championship on my Xbox. I'm waiting. I cannot wait for Friday for the tournament to kick off. Sunday on Father's Day, I get to watch England play. I'm very excited, dude. I am very, very excited. I was actually thinking of going on Twitch and just like doing the whole tournament on Twitch, like just playing through it, just because why the hell not, right? That would be fun. Oh, Charlie with some random Packers here. Kadar Holman and Innis Gaines. Excellent. Excellent choices. Matthew Clark, how are you, buddy? Thanks for the super chat. Nags, is there a way Carry the G can get shipped to the UK? Would love to sit and enjoy a can first day of the season as we lose 0 to go 17-0. Is there a way? I guess there's a illegal way, but as far as an ability to ship it to you and or for you to purchase it online and have it shipped to you, no. Unfortunately, not yet. Maybe someday. But as of this moment and as of, you know, this season, is unfortunately not something we're going to be able to do, sadly. But hopefully someday. Hopefully. Or, you know, maybe you know someone in the States who could purchase some and ship it to you. But, yeah, we cannot, unfortunately. Not yet, anyway. Jim, thanks for the super chat, man. Random Packer trifecta. Bobby Douglas, Mike Tomczak, and Jim McMahon. That... Well played, Jim. Well played. That is good stuff. Yes, as Tree Beard's uncle points out, that 2003 O-line was crazy. It really was. I mean, you think about the work they did when an entire stadium knew they were going to run the ball, and they still ran the ball very effectively to the tune of 3 backs averaging 5 yards per carry that season. So it wasn't just Amon, as awesome as he was. I mean, all those guys got in on the action, whether it was Tony Fisher, Najee Davenport, they all were productive because that offensive line was so dominant. Mike Wall creating content now on the internet here. I highly encourage you to check out his stuff if you haven't, if you aren't, because he is so knowledgeable and he was part of that offensive line that just dominated people, just dominated teams. It was so awesome. What else we got here, folks? Callum, how long do you think this Green Bay Packers team will gel? How long do I think it will take for the entire team to gel? It's an interesting question because I do think, you know, like I said, I love where the offense is at, and I do think they're going to hit the ground running. But complementary football and the like has been, I guess, a somewhat of an issue over the course of the last 2 or 3 years, and you hope you see a lot more of it early in the season. And I do think the offense will put them in good positions, will help the defense in case or in the sense of we're going to get like a 2-score lead heading into the second half, third, fourth quarter, allow the defense to kind of pin their ears back a little bit as the opponent is trying to catch up. That should help them in that regard, but you never really know. You know, it sure feels like the vibes are at an all-time high heading into the summer, but we'll see what transpires over the course of camp heading into the season. But right now, I mean, I think the sky's the limit as far as what this team can accomplish coming together and really firing on all pistons as one unit. No doubt about it. What else we got here, folks? Is there a bigger under-the-radar improvement than Brandon Jackson's pass blocking? Aaron, that is an excellent question. You guys know I've said many, many times, and I've told this to Brandon, you know, when he arrived as a rookie, he was one of the worst pass blocking backs I've ever seen in my life. And by the time he left Green Bay, he was the best pass blocking back I have ever seen step on a football field. And that is no joke, no exaggeration. He was absolutely outstanding in that regard. And to the point where, don't forget, the Packers brought him back years later to help their backs in training camp, to give them pointers and to kind of help coach him up, right, in that aspect of the game. I think it's funny you mentioned that, though, because I think I said this last year, the closest we've come to watching a guy improve that much, and I think he did it somewhat even quicker than Brandon did, is Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft looked lost last summer, and he looked bad in the early parts of the 2023 season. But, man, I'm telling you, you just go watch the last six, seven games. He talk about turned it on. Vastly improved. I mean, exponentially improved. And that's exciting when you start talking about pairing him with Luke Musgrave and some of the stuff Matt's going to want to probably incorporate to tight end stuff into this offense that we probably haven't seen a ton of up to this point. Yeah, Tucker Kraft is in that conversation. No doubt about it. I mean, the improvement there was absolutely exponential and impressive. Brandon. Brandon Packer, Brandon Jackson. Not so random now, is it? I love it. Brandy, that's a good question. Who picks up Patrick Taylor's duties? Well, at the moment, as they're kind of situated, probably A.J. Dillon, I would suspect. Though, who knows? Depends on how much they trust Marshawn Lloyd early. Like, if they trust him to do what's asked of him in pass protection, both physically and mentally, then maybe he gets on the field a little bit more, especially in those third down situations. But right now, I think Brandon Jacobs and A.J. Dillon are going to be your third down guys early on, right? That doesn't mean that Lloyd can't get in the mix. Doesn't mean that maybe Wilson carves out a niche for himself, maybe in camp, in the preseason. But right now, I would suspect those are the two they're going to trust in that regard, because that's what it's about, is trusting them to do what's necessary to not only, you know, utilize them in the passing game, but also keep Jordan Love upright, because that's job A number one on third down, no question. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Carry the G Club members, Patreon members, don't forget, we have happy hour at the top of the hour, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Lambeau time. The information is on your respective pages. Hope to see you there. The rest of you, please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.